having anything about him. Will you all do me a favor? Will you all give me some relic of his, some portion or piece of his cloak or something like that for me to treasure it and take it with me? And they said, but we don't have it. Because they didn't have it. The women folk used to have that. So Ali remembered. Ali said, wait, because Ali was his closest relative, you know that, Ali. Have you heard the name Ali? Yeah. He was related to him. And through Muhammad's daughter being given in marriage to Ali. So he says, wait, well, let's go. Let's go to the women's quarter. Naturally, they go to the women's side. And nobody, Arab world is such that women are always behind the doors, behind the veils, behind the curtains and all that. So Ali had the right, he knocked at the door opened, and a woman says, who is that? He says, I'm Ali. I want to just let you all know that I've come to ask for a piece of a relic from Rasulullah. Rasulullah means the messenger of God. They used to call him, not Baba, but Rasulullah. So here is a Yahudi, means a Jew, who has come from long. He tells in short the whole story. And says, please give something, because I say, please give him something. Do give him something. You know how they were not to part with anything of Muhammad to the Jew. So then Ali takes upon himself, I tell you all to do give him something. He wants it and he deserves it. All this talk is going on with another relative of his, and he is speaking loudly, and Arabs do speak loudly. So from inside comes a voice. Whose voice? Little one, Aisha. Her name was Aisha. He was one of the wives of Muhammad. He says, wait, is he a tall person? Is he a Jew come from such and such a long distance? Yes, yes, he's the one. Wait, wait. Before he parted, he took his cloak out and has given me that a person, a Jew, would come after I pass away. And don't allow him to leave without giving this to him. And I have got that cloak with him. And so she brought, gave to Ali. Ali gave it to him. So such are the things. Whether you are a Jew or whether a Christian or whether you are Mohammedan, although we fight amongst ourselves, my religion is greater than yours and yours is none, this and this, but it's just one and the same thing. No difference is there. For of all the persons, the bitterest of the enemy, the tribe of the Jews, the chosen people, they were the bitterest of the enemies at the time of Muhammad. But he gave a thought to them and he kept his own robe for him. For them it doesn't make any difference. All that you need to be is true to your own religion, if you call it a religion. That's how it is. There are quite a few stories when really those who really believe in their own religion rather than believing the source of the religion, they are very curious and anxious to save us. And instead of shirking them, beg of them to pray for you. That all the more, by the prayers, you will go closer and closer to the very source. That's all.